Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, more stories from a property manager.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story or stories, we want to hear all of them. Call them in at 855-853-4802. You can write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you don't get any commercials. You get access to the advance episodes and the complete archive. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon.
I love Phil, the property manager.
Phil from really Chattanooga. Good story for us. Is it Phil from Chattanooga?
I think that area, I'm pretty sure is right.
In fact, he tells us right off the bat. Let me see.
My name is Phil from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga.
Yeah, you had it right.
So he called in a while, I mean, what would you say, like 2 or 3 weeks ago? We did an episode with a couple stories.
A month tops.
Yeah, everything kind of runs together sometimes in my brain. But anyway, so he had some stories, and he's been a property manager for years and has managed, if I remember right, he said like thousands of properties, mm-hmm. or hundreds anyway, because he's been doing it a long time. But but his stories were good, and it was interesting to me because, oh yeah, he's a property manager for foreclosed, vacant, and abandoned properties, so I think they go and clean them up. And then he has documented several experiences that he's had.
Yeah, so, and they're good ones, too.
Yeah. So I thought it was really interesting. So he called in with 3 more stories.
I love it.
So let's just dive right in. Here is the first one.
My name is Phil from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and this happened to a friend of mine, a college friend of mine, in the winter of 1978 in Chattanooga. He belonged to a large evangelical church in the inner city, and one day the deacons came to him and asked him if he wanted to be a junior trustee. He thought it was going to be some sort of place of honor, so he said yes, and what it meant was he just got to be the one who would open and close the church, get there early enough to turn the heater on, furnace, leave late to turn the furnace off, and just basically get everything ready for services. Well, there was one night he was closing everything up, and part of his duties were to go around to each and every exit and make sure they were all secure. And then after they were secure, he would turn off the furnace, and he would start making his rounds and turning out the lights one by one. All the rooms had separate light switches, so he had to go room by room to turn out the lights. So he was doing that, and he just finished. And there was a long hallway to the exit door that he had to go out of, and that hallway was 60 feet long. On either side of that hallway were 10 by 10 classrooms, and each one of them had these heavy birch doors that were 2 inch and 3/4 thick, and they were heavy. So he turned the light out, and the way it worked was he turned the light out, and then he had to walk in the dark all the way down to the exit door. So he flipped off the light. He starts walking down that hallway, and it's in for him and for me as well, it would be very creepy. And he just had that overwhelming sense, don't look back, don't look back. Some of the doors started closing on their own, but he expected that because when the heat pump starts reversing, sometimes it would pull the doors closed. He got to the very end of the hallway, and this was creepier than most. He turned around, and when he looked at the other end of the hallway, there was a shadow figure standing at the very end. It was a full body apparition. It was far enough away he could tell it was a human, but it was too far away so he couldn't make out any face. But all he could see was this shape of a human in a shadow. And he looked at it a couple more seconds, and it just vanished. He shut the door. He locked the door. He made a hasty exit out of the parking lot, and he got in touch with the deacons the next day. He says, look, I'm not going to do that again by myself. You'll have to get someone else to help me or get someone else to replace me. And he told them what happened. And the deacons said, you must have seen Clifford. And he said, well, who's Clifford? Well, Clifford was the pastor 20 years ago. And Clifford died of a heart attack in the hallway of the church on a Sunday night. And his body wasn't found until Wednesday, because Clifford was single. His body wasn't found till Wednesday. So he laid in the floor from Sunday night to Wednesday afternoon. And there's been several people in the church, the deacon said, that had witnessed Clifford or things happen that Clifford used to do. But that's what happened to you. And he said, well, Clifford or not, I'm not going to do it anymore. So thank you very much for letting me tell my story, and I hope that you like it.
I do like that story, and I'm so glad that didn't happen to me.
Oh, I know. You know, and that, I get it. Like, when you flip off that light and then have to do the walk of, it wouldn't be the walk of shame in this case, the walk of fright in this case, where, and I've had that happen before, where I've closed up
something. Oh, yeah. And you have to walk, like, there's always that. I think a lot of us have had that. Yeah, because you got to shut the light off here, but you got to make your way back there to leave.
Oh. And it's a creepy feeling. And like he said, like Phil said, you know, it always was a little creepy, but this time it was worse than normal. And then he turns around and sees Clifford.
And what's interesting is they're like, oh, yeah, you saw Clifford. So,
well, I think this is interesting on a couple levels. We have... I have people that say that somehow believing in spirits is like, you know, does not align with their religious values. Like if they, you know, they feel like they're Christian and therefore that you don't have this. And yet at this church, when he said that, those people went, oh yeah, it's Clifford.
Which makes me think that they've had enough experiences, enough people have said things that they just don't have the option of doubting it. But they didn't tell him in advance. They waited until he saw it.
And it's weird because obviously Clifford, being a pastor, would believe in like going to heaven. And somehow that hasn't happened, or it hasn't completely happened.
Maybe Clifford doesn't really get what happened to him. Like,
that's what I'm wondering.
And he's got unfinished business, you know?
And I hate to say it, but maybe the people at the church need to quit just saying, oh, about Clifford, and maybe do something like go in there and talk to him and say, Clifford, you know, you need to pass on. You know what I mean?
We got this. We got a new pastor.
We got this, Clifford. Things are good. You have passed away. You had a heart attack, and explain it to him. I just feel bad.
Yeah.
Because obviously as a pastor, his end goal was to get to heaven. And he seems trapped in this. At least, like I say, at least partially trapped. Maybe he's kind of got a foot in a couple realms, but I'm kind of sad.
We don't know anything about Pastor Clifford, but maybe he was kind of obsessive about the church. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. it can't go on without me type of person. We've all worked with those people, or we all know someone like that. It's like, seriously, you can walk away. We'll be fine. But they're like, no. I've mm-hmm. got to do this. Maybe yeah, he was kind of yeah. like that with the church. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's just an idea.
I just wish that as a church, instead of just acting like, yeah, this is inevitable, that I don't think inevitable, that he's here. Is there something that you might be able to do to help him move on?
I'm with you. I like that idea of Clifford going where he wants to go.
That's where he would want to be.
Yeah.
Right?
But if he's like, there's church service on Sunday, I got to be here. If he's still in that mode, maybe that's what's mm-hmm. keeping him here. And they got to be like, hey, Clifford, have you met the new pastor?
Yeah.
We got this.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's Phil's next story.
My name is Phil from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm a self-employed contractor and preservationist. And I had a crew that was working in Gilmer County, Georgia, November of 2015 on a property that set roughly 1,000 feet off the road. It was empty. And it was in a very, very densely wooded, remote area. I dropped the crew off with supplies and tools, and I myself went to another job about 20 minutes away. My goal was to be back to pick the guys up before dark. I ran into some issues, so I was running late. Then I get this text message from my crew, and they tell me, please get back and get back as soon as possible. I sent them a text back saying, what's going on? And the return text was, just get back. So I loaded my tools up real quick, and I headed that way. And I went up the driveway in wide open as fast as I could go. I had my headlights on. I had my ditch lights on. And I got to the top of the hill where the house was, and my headlights just lit up the whole front of the house. And as soon as my headlights hit the house, those two guys came running out to the truck. They jumped in the back seat, and I immediately said, what's going on? And they said, there's something or somebody on the back deck. Well, the deck on this house was 8 feet deep and 30 feet long. So I said, we've got to go out there and see who it is. It might be someone here to vandalize it. We got to go see. So we got out, got my headlight, opened the front door, and the house has no power. So as soon as my headlamp hit the back window, all of a sudden, we could hear something just running down the deck and just crashing into the end of the deck. And all of a sudden, the noise was gone. I went over to the back patio door, opened it up, looked both ways, looked down on the left end of the deck, and the whole 8-foot section of the deck, all the handrail, the spindles were gone. So I go down there, and the deck is roughly about 12 feet off of the ground on a hillside. So whatever ran through that rail had to hit the ground and continue running out into the woods, because there was nothing on the ground except the hand railing. I shined my light out in the woods quickly just to see if there was anything. And all I could hear, I couldn't see anything. I could just hear something just running through the woods as fast as possible. Just leaves making noise, broken branches. I knew it wasn't a bear, because bears have padded feet like a dog, so they don't make noise. And bears are on all fours. I knew it wasn't a dog because it was, there again, the pads. Couldn't have been a wolf. The only thing that I think it could have been was a Bigfoot or something like a Bigfoot. Because whatever it was able to tear through the end rail and then hit the ground and not be injured or broken up or even dead and continue to run through the woods. Now, we left the property, came back 2 days later, and the handrail was still on the ground. There was no indication of anything tracks or anything because, of course, the ground was Georgia clay. So, it, you know, you don't leave prints and hard Georgia clay. And I lost the house. It got sold, so I no longer had to keep up with that property. And I haven't heard anything else about it. And I'm guessing whatever it was just didn't come back. Thanks for letting me tell my story. And I really love the show.
What do you think of that story from Phil? Do you think that was a paranormal experience?
Well, okay. The one thing I would have liked was a little bit more info on what the guys had been experiencing during the day that made them so nervous and upset.
Yeah.
Like,
poor
were
Phil.
They just hearing something? Was there something knocking on the wall? Was there, you know, did they hear voices? Did they, you know, hear stomping? What was it?
They said hearing. There was someone on the back deck. So they must have been hearing walking or something.
Yeah, but like I would
so
have
they
liked
had
to
have looked out and not seen anybody because that's what you would do.
Maybe a little bit more specifics on what exactly they experienced.
Because you'd have to, if you hear something and you're working on this vacant property or abandoned, I don't know what they were doing, cleaning it up or something, and you hear someone, you would just go look, like, oh, someone's here. You wouldn't immediately call Phil and go, you got to get here and get us.
Yeah.
So something happened.
Yeah, I mean, it really scared them, whatever it was that they were, you know, however it happened with them, you know. And it apparently hadn't broken the railing and stuff.
Now, if
when
I
they were there,
if
because
I
he
was
heard the crash,
Phil, I would be all that way to get them. I would be assuming this is a medical emergency. Like, come get us right away. And something bad has happened. Like, I got to get him to the hospital. So I think that's why, you know, he drops everything he's doing and he rushes over there. And then to encounter this, like, the guys are meeting him at the door, like, get out of here.
But he did not feel, and like, I wasn't there. So I can't exactly imagine the damage that was done of this railing and how it went through the railing and kept up. But apparently it could not be a person. Like, you hear of people that are high on, you know, drugs that do these crazy things and keep going, you know. It couldn't have been that.
It makes me think that the guys looked and they did not see anyone out there, but they're hearing something. You know, it's just like footsteps walking down a hallway and there's nobody. You're alone in the house. So it kind of made me think of something like that. Like, they've looked, there's nothing there, and they continue hearing this. That's my assumption. And then that happened to Phil, too.
Yeah, because when Phil goes in there, it all hell breaks loose. Yeah. They busted the whole thing.
Like, they're mad the boss showed up.
Yeah.
That was a good one, Phil.
I don't know. I just don't know.
So, I would be interested in what happened with the guys.
Yeah, exactly what their specific take on was, what had happened that had scared them so badly.
Yeah. Well, let's do one more story from Phil.
My name is Phil from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm a self-employed contractor. I only work on vacant foreclosed properties, and this happened at a property in late fall of 2014 in Rome, Georgia. I was sent a work order by the mortgage company to go there and do some initial services on this property. I did a tax search before I went to find out what I could about the property, and I found out that the property started out as a single family dwelling. And then later on in the 50s, it was turned into a funeral home. So we arrived at the property. We started doing our work. And I was walking the property room by room, putting together a detailed list of things that were going to need to be done. I finally made my way to the basement. Down in the basement, the first room I came to was an embalming room. Everything that you would need to embalm a person was there. Untouched. I went to another room. It was down in the basement, a separate room. That room was full of everything, like extra chairs, turf, just everything you would need for a funeral. And the third room I went to, there were two coffins in there on roll-around carts. Two coffins. So I called the mortgage company. I said, okay, what do you want me to do with these two coffins? I know everything else you want me to landfill. I said, I've never come across two coffins before, but what do you want me to do with them? They said, take them to the landfill and just get rid of them. Okay. So that's what we were going to do. I was having the guys carry the coffins up the stairs. And one of the guys said, what are we going to do with these coffins, Phil? I said, we're going to put them in the dump trunk. We're going to take them to the landfill. And he began to tell me that his uncle would probably want them. His uncle had every year had a big, haunted house attraction in Chattanooga. And it was a really big deal. So he said his uncle might want them for his haunted house. I said, okay, give him a call. See if he wants them. If he wants them, tell him to come today and pick it up. He called him. Of course, he wanted them. He came and picked it up, and he picked up a few other things. And, Halloween rolled around. He opened up his spook house, and everything was going good. And then he gave me a call, and he was asking me about the coffins. And he said, first of all, he said, thanks for the coffins. They're great. And then he said, do you know anything about these coffins? I said, well, no. They were in the basement, and I told him I have no backstories on houses. I don't know what happened in them, who died in them, if anybody did. I don't know any backstories. I just know I'm there to get it ready to sell. And he said, well, I asked him what's going on. He said, well, I can't get my actors to get in these things. I said, well, they are coffins, and they're really designed for, you know, breathing, not by dead people, non-breathing people. And he said, well, I understand that, but I've never had them get any other, you know, other coffins that we've made. I said, yeah, you've made them. These are the real deal. And no, I wouldn't get in there either. And he also said that, that strange things happen in the room where these coffins are, that people that come in there, claim that they're touched on the shoulder, on the leg, on the hand. Things that go in that room, like curtains are sometimes blowing in the wind when there's no wind, and that they'll leave them and they'll come back and the lids will be closed. And I told him, I said, I know nothing about the coffins. I just know they were in the basement of this funeral home. That's it. Well, one day I went to the funeral home because I was there to meet a potential buyer. And I'd gotten there early so I could get the doors open and walk through, make sure I didn't need to fix up something real quick. And this gentleman comes up while I'm in the yard and asks me what I'm doing. I tell him, and he tells me that he used to work at that funeral home. And he was in his late 70s at that time. And he told me that he was a funeral director there. And I was, you know, asking him about certain things. And he was telling me, and I asked him, I said, well, what were the two coffins in the basement for? I mean, is that one y'all didn't sell or something? And he began to tell me that those two coffins were for people who were going to get cremated, but they were going to have your traditional funeral first, like in the chapel. They're going to have a wake, you know, a visitation. And after the funeral, they would take the deceased to the basement, remove them from the coffin, put them in a cardboard box, and then ship them off to be cremated. And those two coffins were used over and over and over and over for many, many years. You know, used for burial. Not burial, but for ceremonies. And then that's about it. Hit me. So, you know, there's probably been several hundred dead bodies stuck in these coffins that spend a couple hours in them before they get shipped off in a cardboard box. And I relayed that message to the gentleman in Chattanooga at the spook house. And I made sure and tell him, I said, look, I'm not taking the coffins back. You took them. They belong to you. And he began to tell me, he said, oh no, I like them. They're going to be a part of my attraction from now on. Nope, we left it at that. So there's a spook house attraction in Chattanooga that has two real coffins, and these coffins have been used many, many times. Thanks for letting me tell this story. Love the show.
Thank you, Phil. I love that the way he upcycled the coffins. That was a great idea.
It was a really great idea. I thought, you know, we ought to think about that more often with, you know, places and things when we're doing stuff to make sure that
was the perfect thing.
Know. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that's an interesting story, the way it comes full circle.
I thought so, too. And, you know, it was kind of perfect. Like, okay, so whatever room these coffins are in, if you get that little extra boost of actually somebody's being touched or the curtains are blowing or whatever, wow, that's perfect.
Well, and
they're paying for that.
There are a lot of haunted attractions across the country that are in notoriously haunted places. Mm-hmm. And so I've heard these stories on episodes of the Grave Talks where they do their Halloween events and then other things happen. So, you know, the people going through are thinking, oh, how did they do that weird effect? And then the people who work there are like, that was not a weird effect. So you got to wonder, like, some of these attractions, like, is that an effect or is that actually a haunting, depending on where you're at? And I could see how these caskets could maybe have something attached to them.
Well, yeah, I would think so. That could definitely be the case. You know, in the old building that I had in Burlington, which I just got back from there, there was a big back room upstairs, and it has an elevator in it that goes all the way down to the, you know, basement. And it's the elevator's the shape of a coffin for that purpose, you know. But this big back room, if I had a it's a tombstone, but it's like a name. You know how like you might have a family burial plot with a big tombstone that has the name, and then it has little tombstones with, you know, it might say mother, father, or whatever, right? And then, or this one just has a name on it, and it says Edith. And so when I got the building, you know, back there in this corner is this stone. It says Edith on it. And it's really odd because the building had been a funeral home back in the 1880s and 90s. But why that got left there, you know, of all things, why that didn't end up out at the cemetery, why it ended up there. Mm-hmm. And so one time I said to my daughter, I said, you know, I kind of feel bad that Edith is back there just all alone. Like, maybe we should bring her in and put her by the fireplace or something, you know. And she was like, don't you dare. Don't you dare bring Edith in here. And I was like, well, okay. And so the other day I happened to be back up there going through stuff. And here's Edith still back there in the corner. And I took a picture and I sent it to my daughter, Kate. And I said, look, here's Edith still here. And she goes, do not take her home with you, Mom. She's still like, I know what you might do. You might pick her up and bring her home because you're feeling bad. But do not do it, Mom.
Well,
and you know, I sat there looking and feeling bad that she was up there all by herself. But then the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, she's been here for a really long time.
Exactly.
Probably over 100 years now. Maybe this is the place for her to stay here.
And you sent me a picture of it when you were there. And I'm like, you're not bringing that thing home, are you? And you're like, no.
Everybody was worried I was going to load up Edith and bring her home.
Leave Edith where she's at.
And I mean, I did send, and there is something that pulls at my heart just a little bit that it's like she's been here for so long by herself. Maybe, you know, she needs to be with somebody or whatever. But then it was on the other hand, I was kind of like, yeah, but on the other hand, she has been here this long. Maybe this is where she belongs and wouldn't want to be moved.
That's right there, the difference between you and me. You're like, maybe she needs to be with someone. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Hell no. She is staying where she's at. There's a reason she's there.
I feel a little something for her, you know? I just do. So anyway, but it's kind of like this feeling with the coffin, you know? Like, you kind of feel like there's still something there.
I just love how Phil, super creepy to even find them. And then he upcycles them. And then he happens to run in the guy who fills in the backstory.
Like, yeah, and he said the guy took some other things too. So I'm assuming some embalming equipment or whatever. Perfect for his, what he needs.
Exactly. So, Phil, call back in with more stories anytime because we absolutely love them. So if you have a real ghost story like Phil's, share them with us. Call them in at 855-853-4802 or write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. And if you'd like to have an ad-free version of the show, you also get advanced episodes and access to the archive when you become a premium subscriber. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.